the vineyard within. The song begins not with a doctrine, command, or genealogy, but with desire. Let him kiss me. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 2, World English Bible. Scripture is unembarrassed by embodied love. Before this poem becomes a picture of Christ and the church, it must be allowed to honour what God created, faithful human affection, mutual delight, and the holiness of being fully seen. Yet within the whole canon, marital love becomes a window into a greater mystery. Origen and later Bernard of Clairvaux heard in these kisses the soul's longing for God, not merely for information about him, but for communion with him. We may know every fact about bread and still starve. The beloved does not ask for a lecture. She asks for presence. A name poured out. Your name is Oil Poured Out contains a Hebrew wordplay. Shem means name, while Shaman means oil. In the biblical world, perfumed oil filled a room and clung to the person who carried it. A name was likewise more than a label. It was character made known. God's name reaches us in this way. His glory is not sealed in heaven, but poured into history through covenant, incarnation, cross, and spirit. Christ does not merely tell us what God is like. He carries the fragrance of God into our wounded world. The question is whether his name has become only familiar language to us, or whether it still fills the room. Dark, lovely, and overworked. The woman declares, "I am dark, but lovely." Kedar's tents were woven from dark goat hair. Royal curtains suggested costly beauty. She holds both images together, her sun-darkened skin likely marked outdoor labour and lower social standing. Her brothers had forced her to guard their vineyards, while her own vineyard went neglected. This is more than insecurity. It is the testimony of someone whose usefulness to others has nearly separated her from herself. Even Christian service can become another vineyard imposed upon us. We may maintain ministries, homes, reputations, and expectations, while the inner life with God lies unattended. Yet the beloved does not agree with the crowd's contempt. He calls her beautiful. Grace does not wait for her to become unscarred. Divine love sees truthfully, but it does not see cruelly. Follow the tracks. When she cannot find her beloved, she is told to follow the tracks of the sheep. This is quiet wisdom for seasons when God seems hidden. Do not invent a new road. Follow the ancient tracks. Scripture, prayer, the Lord's Supper, fellowship, mercy, repentance. The shepherd is often found along paths worn by faithful feet. En Gedi, mentioned later, is a spring-fed oasis beside the Dead Sea. That landscape gives the chapter its final wonder. Amid salt, heat, and stone, love becomes a flowering place. God does not always remove the wilderness. Sometimes he causes a garden to appear within it. Suggested cross-references: Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. Hosea chapter 2, verses 14 through 20, John chapter 10, verses 14 through 16, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 32, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Suggested hymn, Jesus, Thou Joy of Loving Hearts. Prayer. Lord Jesus, awaken in us a holy longing for your presence. Teach us to receive the name poured out for us, to believe your loving verdict over our shame, and to tend the vineyard of the soul. When you seem hidden, keep our feet in the faithful tracks until wilderness blooms with your nearness. Amen.